Cheryl Barger lives on the corner of State Street and 6th Avenue in Skagway.
Since we've been talking, I'm standing here looking out the window. I've seen 5 huge tour buses go by, a U-Haul truck, 2 RVs. Oh, there went another big truck.
The traffic isn't a problem, Barger says. She's used to the tourism boom of the summer, with hundreds of thousands of pedestrians walking the town and the buses that carry those visitors. There's also industrial traffic through town to the ore terminal. But there is one thing missing from the road, a crosswalk. Here's Barger taking her case to the Skagway Assembly last week.
I'm here to reiterate my desire to have designated crosswalks put on State Street because of the increased amount of traffic that we've had over the last 30 years and the amount of tour buses, the 18-wheelers, the 36-wheelers, the vans.
Barger isn't the only one who wants to see more crosswalks on State Street. She recently spent 6 days collecting more than 100 signatures on a petition she turned in to City Hall. The Assembly is supportive of her request, but it's not their decision. That street is aptly named. It's owned by the state, and only the state can decide whether to paint a crosswalk on it.
Basically, how busy is the street to necessitate a crosswalk in this area? And that's something that the department does evaluate anytime that we do any road project.
That's State Department of Transportation spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow. He says one of the reasons the state might be hesitant to install a crosswalk is because State Street is slated for repaving in 2017. But they are already planning for what features, like crosswalks, might be included in that project in 2 years.
So we just had engineers in Skagway a couple weeks ago walking State Street and looking at how crosswalks could be added and where in the different intersections would they be best placed. So it's something that we definitely are considering. We just can't go out there immediately, put in signage, paint the lines, and just do it arbitrarily.
Woodrow says the price of a crosswalk is nominal, but the state still needs a reason to install one. Barger has a reason. Her adult sister Bianca, who lives with her, has a disability and uses a walker. As Barger told the Skagway Assembly last week, her sister has trouble crossing the street.
My sister Bianca, who is slow as a turtle and cannot dash across the street.
Barger says she no longer feels comfortable with Bianca crossing State Street alone, which limits her sister's mobility and affects her lifestyle.
There are a couple of activities she can go to that are on this side of State Street, but her main activities are all on the other side of State Street. And she told me she feels like a prisoner in her home, and she can't do anything unless somebody comes and either takes her or goes with her.
Barger says she's not sure a crosswalk alone will get drivers' attention. She originally asked the state to install a stop sign at 6th and State. Barger is hoping for some sort of signage along with a painted crosswalk at the intersection. At the Assembly meeting last week, some members suggested the city could put their own signs on the corner to encourage safe pedestrian crossing. Woodrow with the DOT says that depends on how far the state's right-of-way extends on each side of the street, and that answer wasn't immediately available. Barger's petition motivated the Assembly to keep after the state for a crosswalk. The city is drafting letters to the DOT with copies to go to Senator Dennis Egan and Representative Sam Keto. Barger and the Assembly want a crosswalk sooner than 2017. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.